new revelations from the Washington Post this week that Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell billed personal items to taxpayers. Joining us live is Larry Sabato, the director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Larry, anytime a colon cleanse product comes up and you are rumored to be a potential presidential candidate, it can't be good.
Well, that's an interesting way to put it. Deodorants, too.
That's right.
But look, you can scratch a potential presidential candidate right off the list. Bob McDonnell is not going to be running for president, at least not seriously. And I don't think he'll be seriously considered for vice president either. It isn't so much these little items that have just come out, which are more embarrassing than anything else. It's the other investigation by the FBI. We all know he has more serious problems than deodorants and dog vitamins.
Well, this most recent disclosure, I've heard it said that it's not unlike any other governor who charges things and then pays them back. Is this a typical spending pattern?
Well, that's a great question. We don't know. This has set a new precedent. I can guarantee you one thing. Whether Terry McAuliffe or Ken Cuccinelli wins the governorship in November, they're going to be much more careful about mansion expenditures, because now we know that with great regularity we're going to be seeing them in the newspaper. You know, once you set this kind of precedent, it means that those in public office are more careful. They will be more careful in the future. I have no idea what the prior mansion occupants did, former governors and their families. They may not have done this, or they may have. We simply don't know.
Well, we'll have to do the colon cleanse investigation and find out, Larry. Larry Sabato, director of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.